This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. The first session of the 18th Lok Sabha will begin from today. During the session, the oath and affirmation of newly elected members will take place. Senior BJP MP Bhartruhari Mahatab, who has been appointed as the pro tem speaker, will administer the oath to the newly elected Lok Sabha members. The election of the new Lok Sabha speaker will be held on Wednesday, while President Draupadi Murmu will address the joint sitting of both houses of parliament on Thursday. The session of the Rajya Sabha will commence on Thursday. A parliament session will conclude on the 3rd of next month. A report.
Ahead of the sitting of the Lok Sabha, Pro Tem Speaker Bhartruhari Mahatab will be administered oath by President Draupadi Murmu at Rashtrapati Bhavan. When the Lok Sabha will assemble, Mr. Mehta will first call upon Prime Minister Narendra Modi, who is the leader of the Lok Sabha, to take oath as the member of the House. After that, the panel of chairpersons appointed to assist Mr. Mehtab in running the proceedings of the House till the election of the Speaker will be administered oath. This will be followed by the oath of Union Ministers who have been elected as the members of the Lok Sabha. Thereafter, other newly elected members will be called to take oath alphabetically as per the state names. The session is taking place in the backdrop of controversies over NEET and some other examinations, and even though it will be the first session of the new Lok Sabha, it seems that the opposition is not in the mood to let the examination issue go. Divakar, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Home Minister Amit Shah has directed that effort should be made to upgrade the forecast system of water level of rivers for better flood management. Chairing a high-level meeting to review the preparedness of flood management in New Delhi, he also reviewed long-term measures to formulate a comprehensive and far-reaching policy to mitigate the menace of floods in the country. He directed that the IMD's alerts regarding lightning strikes should be disseminated to the public through SMS, TV, FM radio and other mediums. He emphasized on the need to integrate weather, rainfall and flood warning related apps developed by various departments. Mr. Shah said that under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, the country's disaster management is moving forward with a zero casualty approach. The Home Minister asked the India Meteorological Department and the Central Water Commission to complete the process of recalibrating all the equipment used in flood forecasts. He also directed to ensure that flood gates of all the major dams are in good condition. He said that the flood monitoring centers of the CWC should be in accordance with the country's requirements and of international standards. Mr. Shah also reviewed the preparations to deal with glacial lake outburst flood. Uttarakhand Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami was honoured with the prestigious Dr. Shyama Prasad Mukherjee Award in Mumbai yesterday for implementing the Uniform Civil Code in the state. Deep Kamal Foundation honoured Chief Minister Dhami with the award for implementing UCC in Uttarakhand first in the country and fulfilling the dream of the late politician and barrister. The Uttarakhand Chief Minister visited the famous Siddhivinayak Temple in Mumbai earlier yesterday. On the recent steps taken by the Union Education Ministry in connection with NEET UG examination, University Grants Commission UGC Chairman Mamidala Jagadish Kumar said that the government is taking proactive steps to protect the students' future. Talking to Akashvani News, UGC Chairman said that the government has taken several steps in the last few days to maintain the credibility of examinations in the country. He said that a committee has also been formed consisting of eminent experts. Srinagar city of Jammu and Kashmir has been officially recognized as a World Craft City by the World Crafts Council. This prestigious honor underscores the city's rich heritage and the exceptional skills of its artisans whose dedication and artistry have earned global acclaim. In Russia, gunmen have killed six police officers and a priest in a series of attacks in Caucasus Republic of Dagestan. Dagestan's Ministry of Internal Affairs said a group of armed men fired at a synagogue and a church in the city of Derbent, located on the Caspian Sea. And in ICC Men's T20 World Cup Cricket, India will play against Australia today in the Super 8 at the Darren Sammy National Cricket Stadium, Gros Islet, St. Lucia at 8 p.m. Indian time. In the 31 previous head-to-head meetings in T20 matches, India holds an advantage with 19 wins, while Australia has won just 11 such encounters and one match had ended in no result. And that is the end of this news bulletin.